Good morning, everybody. You are here listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. And it is 10:11 a.m. in California right now, where I am. I hope you're all having a lovely morning. It is. I have to look at the calendar because I actually don't know what day it is. It is Monday, September 29th, 2025. I forgot to shift my calendar over to the next week. I have one of those day planners, you know, the brick and mortar, the actual paper that you can write on calendar. I have a calendar in my phone too, but. And I do use it to like remind me when I have stuff coming up. But it's like, I have a Virgo moon and I think like the Virgo makes me like back everything up. So I always try and make sure that if I have an appointment or a class, excuse me a second. If I have an appointment or a class or something that I have to remember that's important, I write it down in my calendar, you know, with a pen and paper, but I also, I'll do several things. Actually, I'll put a reminder on my phone, in the calendar on my phone. I'll actually set the time, like I'll set my clock, my timer to go off. Like I'll set an alarm to go off at a certain time. So I've got like three backups for everything I have to do. But you know what, when you have like ADHD or any kind of, I don't even know what to call it, weird, you know, neurodivergent thing going on. and I don't want to say weird in a bad way. To me, weird is good because all my best friends are weird, but all my favorite people are weird in a very good way. Actually, I have one best friend. I should amend that. Because she's probably listening right now and I don't want her to get the wrong idea. I'm not cheating on our bestie, our bestie relationship. We always joke about that. We're like very territorial about each other. I get very, very territorial about my friends. My one best friend. But I digress. So yeah, so I just like, you know, when you have a brain like mine, you have to back things up. You just do. And just writing it down once is not enough. So I've got like notes and calendar, computer, calendar, phone notations, reminders, alarms, all kinds of things. So if I sound a little crazy this morning, it's because I am. but I'm good. It's a good morning, thankfully. I hope it is for you too. And so I've just been navigating a few things this morning, which is why I was a little bit later than usual. So thank you for bearing with me. Thank you for being here. I appreciate all of you more than you realize. And I'm really grateful for your presence and for the fact that you like my brand of crazy. Otherwise you wouldn't be here, right? It's fun. I mean, who wants to be boring, right? All right. It is getting quite warm in my apartment right now as I get myself situated. I'm trying to decide where I actually want to be because I've got the microphone by my mouth, but I'm actually walking around because there's a noisy little man outside with a leaf blower. And if he comes this way, then I may have to move. But as yet, he has stayed away from my apartment, so that's good. But I think I may turn the air on just a little bit and cool it off just a tad in here because I shut all the windows so it's quieter. Because you guys know, if you come here and hang with me on Monday mornings, it can get pretty annoying and loud outside. Although you guys probably can't hear it, which is great, and I'm happy about that. But I can, and I get distracted, so. Yes, the distractions are real. So, anyhow, let me go to the Facebook chat. I'm going to tell you all how to get there. You can go to, I'm just laughing at a text I just got. Get to Facebook. And the reason you would want to get to the Facebook chat is because you get to talk to me and you get to ask me questions. And that's so much fun. So I highly, highly suggest that you do it. Go to your device and get on 12radio.com. Just put that in and up will pop. I'm doing it right now, actually. Excuse me, let me clear my throat real quick. Okay. You know, I did this update of my phone, and it's changed so many things on my phone. It's hard to keep up with. Okay. Yes, go to your device or your computer, hit 12radio.com. Up will pop a page with a black background, and that is the 12radio website. Click on the left side of it, and you'll see chat under the options. And so hit chat, and that will take you right over into the 12radio Facebook page, where, like I said, you may ask me questions, you can comment, I can help you, I am a natural guide, I am intuitive, I can feel into your energy and see what's going on with you. I'm a spiritual psychology practitioner, which means I blend spirituality and psychology. I mix in a little bit of, you know, masculine and feminine energy studies, womanly arts, relationships, all kinds of things. It's I don't go down my resume very often, but there's a lot. So I know a lot about a lot of things. And I want to help you all if you should need my help. So I'm going to go into the Facebook chat and see all of you and say hi. And I see Rob. Hey, Rob. It's good to see you. As always, Renee, it's great to see you too. Hey, Quelly. Hey, Kat. There she is. Thanks, Serena, for announcing my tardiness and my imminent arrival. All right. Kat says she would love a card pulled, so I will do that. I'm in the mood to pull some cards today. I can do that. All right. Hey, Pamela. She says, hi there, Lori and 12 Tribe. Running late. Hope everything is going well today. Well, you're right on time because I was running late too, Pamela. Right on time. And always better late than never. Pamela says, I would love a card also. I've got a lot going on. Yes, and I wanted to pull one for you because I didn't get to do that last week. Thanks, Rob. Rob says, regarding your quote-unquote crazy, the more things change, the more things stay the same. Yeah, I guess I've always been that way, right? you've known me for quite a while, Rob, so you would know that. But you're still here, so that says something. I like to think my crazy is inspiring and in a good way. It's not negative, it's a positive. All right, I had to down some water there because my throat feels a little, it's good actually mostly, but you know, stuff. All right, let's pull a card for Kat. Yay, this is fun. All right, I'm going to shuffle this deck really, really well because I love this deck. It is the Angels, Gods, and Goddesses deck. And it's the one I use most because I love it. And spirit speaks through the cards. So when I tune into your energy, spirit gives you some great messages. And I'm really getting this card for you. Oh my God. All right, this is the one that was actually sticking out of the deck for you, Kat. And it's the Angel of Finances. Honor and give thanks for the blessings you are about to receive. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right. You are about to receive a substantial sum of money, or a substantial stream of money is about to enter your life. You have drawn this card because of your faith in the universe and your strong commitment to your purpose. The Angel of Finances is here to remind you that external wealth simply mirrors our internal beliefs. So true. You can choose to see the world as lacking, or you can see it as abundant. You have realized that money is simply energy, a means of exchange which reflects your values and the way you view life. Honor and give thanks for the blessings you are about to receive, and remember to put your money to good use. Spend and invest your money in ways that help you further your true purpose and long-term goals, whatever they may be. And I honestly have been having this hit for you lately about like buying Bitcoin. It happened the other day. It just happened again now. I don't know a lot about crypto, but I have some Bitcoin. And you can, if you want to use Bitcoin to like get yourself some extra cash, you know, not like immediately necessarily, but fairly quickly within a matter of a few months, that's what I have found that I have had the opportunity to do. And I mean, I think it's a great thing. I really do. Especially in that way, because you know, if you just need like a little extra money here and there, it's kind of cool, because in a few months you can make, like, you know, depending on how much you put in, you can make a decent amount of money just for having it. You know, you're not doing anything. It's very passive income. So I am still, how shall I say this? I am awaiting my billions, but in the meantime, you know, I'll take a little bit extra. It's cool. So anybody else for whom this resonates, that card might also be for you. Because whenever I pull a card, it's usually for more than one person. But yeah, that's a great card, and it makes perfect sense. So I hope that that is helpful for Kat. I have a feeling that it is, and that is good. So I'll put that back in the deck. Oh, excuse me. I literally downed a celery juice and a very hefty protein green drink this morning, full of vitamins and nutrition. So I'm well hydrated, I'm well nourished, and I'm burping. If I stop talking, you'll know why. Or if I, you know, take a moment. All right, so let's pull a card for Pamela next, because I know that I have been remiss. Actually, I didn't do it on purpose, but last week we ran out of time, and I know Pamela wanted a card. So let me pull a really awesome card for you. Let's see what Spirit wants you to know, Pamela. Because I want this to be a very... Oh, there we go. Okay, the Goddess of Awakening we got for you, Pamela. I want this to be a really... I feel like it's going to be a really... like, fruitful is the word that keeps coming to mind. I feel like it's going to be a really fruitful week for people. I don't know why. I don't use that word very often, but that is what comes into my awareness. So, you got the Goddess of Awakening, Pamela. This is a wondrous time of exploration, romance, and creativity. Ooh, I want to hear about that. Goddess of Awakening. Where is it? I'm trying to find it in the book. Oh, there it is. Regardless of whether you are male or female, your feminine creative spirit is being nourished and awakened by the star of Venus. And I'm guessing that you, Pamela, are female. I think that's a pretty good guess. Okay. The goddess of love is activating your sensuous nature. Ooh. Romance is in the air. So surround yourself with flowers and crystals. Wear your favorite perfume or essential oil and allow your inner charms to surface. Oh, I love the way that feels. That feels yummy. This is a wondrous time of exploration, romance, fun, and creativity. A new romance is about to blossom, or an existing relationship is about to enter a period of renewed magic, excitement, and enchantment. Either way, this period of renewed romance will eventually lead you to explore a new creative venture with your partner. Enjoy. Wow. Cards are lit this morning. Wow, those are some great messages that Spirit is handing down, right? So, Pamela, I want to hear all about this new love interest or renewed love interest, or just, you know, old love interest that is very exciting. I want to hear about this. I really do. No pressure. No pressure. All right. So let me go back to the chat and see how you are all doing. And there's a lawnmower outside, right on time. And it's very noisy. There's a lawnmower and a leaf blower. So they're doubly noisy. Okie dokie. All right. And they're right outside my window. Great. Okay, let's see. Okay. Kat says, oh, thank God, the angel of finances. I know. I was like, that is great. That's a good one. Hey, Tara, good to see you here. She says, good morning. I hope you're feeling better now. You sound good. I am definitely feeling better. Thank God. I'd love a card if there's time. Yes, there's definitely time. Okay. And Kat has a question. So let me pull the card for Tara, and then I'm going to read Kat's question and get into the energy of that. So let me pull a card for Tara real quick and see what Spirit has to say for Tara. I'm sure it's going to be a doozy. The other two were. In a good way. Okay, yeah, I do. I have one. Yeah, it's the angel of expression. Cool. Speak your truth and express yourself clearly. Angel of expression. Okay. There is something you're not expressing because you fear hurting someone you love or care for. The angel of expression has shown up in your reading today to encourage you to speak your truth and express yourself clearly. Know that the truth, when spoken honestly, clearly, and with love, will never truly hurt anyone. Lack of self-expression is soul-destroying for all concerned and prevents life's natural flow. The angel of expression understands your fears regarding this issue and is here to help you through this difficult time. Allow her to help you find the courage to face this issue clearly. By expressing yourself honestly and clearly, this situation will heal in accordance with the highest good of all concerned. And I love that phrase, you know, everything for the highest good of all concerned. Yet do not try to predetermine or control the outcome. Trust, for the power that made you both will heal you both. Yeah, I feel like there's so many people like most people, the ability to really walk through what needs to be addressed instead of circumventing it is really important. And most people don't know how to do that without judging and taking things personally and getting upset. But you will find that if you can set, you have to kind of set your ego to the side when you're navigating things with people and really listen, because one of the practices I learned at USM is heart-centered listening, right? And seeing the loving essence. Those are the top two tools and practices that we used at USM. Because when you can see the loving essence in someone, basically you're feeling their energy, you're seeing their soul and who they really are and where they're really coming from. And if you can do that and really like see that there's a deeper thing, a deeper reason why this person, other person feels the way they do, it really lets you have compassion for them and how they feel. And it allows you to really hear what they're saying and the deeper message underneath. And most people have no clue how to do that. But it's one of the things that I have thankfully learned how to do. And, you know, I'm learning how to get better at it, definitely. But I don't think that years ago I could have done it the way I do it today, because I've practiced, and many people have no idea how to do this and have not practiced it. Because most people, when they try and discuss an issue, they come at it from a very surface level place. And it's really challenging to listen to the person and not have your own beliefs threatened by someone who has a differing point of view. But you can, for so many reasons, because we're all connected. We all really want the same things underneath. We just have different surface level ways of thinking we can achieve them. And that's an illusion. That in itself is an illusion, totally. The truth is always going to present itself if you can stay calm, stay present, and just hear people out and not automatically be like listening, kinda, and getting ready to like defend yourself or prove your point. Sometimes you just have to listen and understand and have compassion and then respond from that place. That's the best thing to do. So when it says speak your truth and express yourself clearly, that's the best way I know to do it. And I hope that is helpful. I need to take like a 5-minute break, and I'm going to come back and I'm going to address Kat's question next. So just give me like I said, like 5 minutes, and I will be right back. You're listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 1-2 Radio. Be right back.